Hello and welcome to the Print Pod. Senior editor Madhuparna Das wrote an article titled Heartburn in IPS as most DG impanel officers await posting while some juggle more than one. I'm Gautami and I bring the podcast version of this article. Most IPS officers currently impanel to serve as Director Generals, DGs of important government agencies, are currently awaiting a rank-appropriate posting. This, while 9 officers are either serving post-retirement extensions in these postings or juggling roles as DGs of more than one organization across central and state organizations. According to the DG empanelment list available on the website of the Union Ministry of Home Affairs, there are 28 officers who are currently empaneled for posting to the rank. This includes 24 from the 1988 IPS batch, the latest to be empaneled in February last year. In addition, there are 3 officers on the offer list from the states, which means these officers may also be appointed as DGs on central deputation, and such an appointment is approved by the respective state government. Most of these officers currently serve as special DGs or special directors, roles seen as lower in hierarchy to that of DG in central or state organization. According to the list of vacancies in the central government, also available on the MHA website, the centre has 3 vacancies at the DG level. In the National Investigation Agency, the National Police Academy and the Sashastra Seema Bal. However, these positions are currently held as additional roles. The Central Reserve Police Force CRPF DG holds additional charge as NIA DG, while the National Disaster Response Force NDRF DG also holds charge as NPA Director, a DG rank post. The Indo-Tibetan Border Police ITBP holds charge of the SSB2. Both the offer and vacancy list were last updated on 29th April, while the last DG empanelment happened in February 2021. Speaking to the Print on the condition of anonymity, a senior IPS officer said it was disheartening to see that the government keeps granting post-retirement extension to some officers, while some officers get to hold additional charges even as over a dozen officers wait for their postings as DGs. It takes years to be empaneled, the officer added. Last year, for example, around 24 were empaneled as DGs from a batch of 180 officers. Also, there are few such positions across state and central agencies. Many have retired without even getting a DG rank position. The Print reached the MHA spokesperson by mail and text message for a comment on the matter, but hadn't received the response till the time of publishing this report. A second IPS officer who is on central deputation said the MHA still manages IPS cadres, historically never had an IPS officer to manage cadre, which triggers confusion and chaos in the service. Every cadre managing minister, including the Department of Personnel and Training, which manages IAS cadres, or the Forest and Environment Ministry, which manages Indian Forest Service, have officers from the respective service, the officer said. Among the 24 IPS officers empaneled as DG in February 2021, 2 are from the Gujarat cadre. One of them, Praveen Sinha, became the interim CBI director in May 2021 and was later elected as a delegate in the Interpol Executive Committee, another DG rank posting. The second, Atul Karwal, serves as NDRF DG with additional charge of the NPA. Rakesh Astana of the 1984 batch received an inter-cadre deputation from Gujarat and Arunachal Pradesh, Goa, Mizoram and Union Territory cadre days before his superannuation in July 2021. He was then appointed as Delhi Police Commissioner with a year's extension in service. He has also served as DG of the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security and the Border Security Force. Sanjay Arora, a 1988 batch IPS officer of the Tamil Nadu cadre, is currently serving as ITBP DG with additional charge of the SSB. Kuldeep Singh, a 1986 batch officer of the West Bengal cadre, serves as CRPF DG with additional charge of the NIA. Meanwhile, Samantha Kumar Goel, a 1984 batch officer from the Punjab cadre who serves as a chief of RAW, got a year's extension last year. His batchmate Arvinda Kumar from the Assam Meghalaya cadre is a director of the Intelligence Bureau and received a similar extension then. There are others who have received extensions or hold more than one charge. Explaining why they found the situation problematic, the first IPS officer quoted above said it wasn't about who gets what, it is about fairness. The system of overseeing in a position has come into existence under this regime, the Modi government. The government clearly has its chosen ones, the officer added. The system surely affects an officer's neutrality. A third IPS officer said there is nothing illegal about the situation as the government has amended rules to grant such extensions to certain officers. But it surely hurts the very essence of the All India Service. We have seen rules being tweaked to an extent that a particular cadre officer gets an approval for inter-cadre deputation days before his superannuation and then gets an extension, the officer added. But we cannot even move CAT, Central Administrative Tribunal, against this because they are not illegal. Government can change policies and rules. Amitabh Mathur, an IPS officer who retired in 2014 as the head of ARC, the Aviation Wing of the Research and Analysis Wing, RAW, said extension for officers serving in intelligence agencies like the RAW or the Intelligence Bureau are acceptable. However, giving an officer additional charges of crucial organization is the most unfair thing a government can do to its cadres, he added. Extension in IB or RAW depends on multiple factors and it is not just favoritism. But mending rules to accommodate one particular officer is unfair, he said. And the most unfair thing is giving an officer the charge of crucial organization like CRPF and NIA. Mathur said this was so taxing for the officer too. NIA is a premier agency that probes into all sensitive cases, while the CRPF is the largest paramilitary force the country has. How can one officer be handling both the organization for almost a year now, while batchmates or eligible juniors are waiting in queue, he said. Thank you for listening. We'll be back soon with another episode.